We just heard great live music from Banda do Rol here on WFMU. I'm joined by DJ Gorky behind the glass. Do you want to introduce everybody in the band?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. We have Anna.
Anna, she can say hi
to the microphone.
Hi.
How you doing?
How do you say in the shows?
Shake your body, New York.
Shake your body, New York City.
There's something she says every night. Yeah. But I want her to say it.
Okay, as people me leva.
Oh, sorry. Anna's still learning how to speak English, but she's getting so fast everything. And we have Pedro.
Hello, everyone.
We have Laura.
Hi.
Hello.
And we have me.
So you guys are on tour right now with The Death Set, which is a great band, and they've actually played here on my program, too. So it's like a great show you guys are performing here. Are you playing Canada next week, maybe?
No, we're playing Canada tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
We're playing Montreal tomorrow, and then right after that, we're going to play Toronto. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then you go back to Brazil?
For 5 days.
Yes. And you go to Australia.
Australia.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah. And tired,
probably. Yeah,
and hungry. Yeah,
and hungry.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, and beautiful and stylish. You put out an album called With Lasers, and then you had another one after that. Was it like an EP?
Oh, maybe? Yeah, the With Gasolina EP.
The Gasolina EP.
Yeah, we just gathered all the remixes and B-sides.
We liked and put them all together.
Yeah.
And when you guys got started, Diplo contacted you, right? I mean, he's
a huge DJ. He's still producing us, though. He's still our boss.
Yeah. How is it working with him? I mean,
It's going good.
It's crazy. He's crazy.
Yeah, it's just like having a bigger another brother.
He's not normal.
He's not normal, but we do love him.
That's for sure.
How did he find you guys in Brazil? Because you're from different parts of Brazil, I guess, Sao Paulo and Rio, but also you met and started in a completely different town.
Yes. He met us, I think, through MySpace, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I think someone sent a mixtape. Freddie met us through MySpace,
really?
And then sent him a mixtape, and then he got in contact with us through MySpace.
And your life has been crazy ever since?
Yes. When you meet Diplo, something changes within you, and then it's just craziness.
What a crazy man.
What other bands or artists in Brazil right now are kind of interesting to you, or what do you think is good coming out of Brazil right now?
Boston Drama,
yeah. So a friend of ours.
Mix Hell, which is
Igor Cavaleiro, the guy who used to drum for Sepultura,
former drummer,
yeah,
uh-huh.
With
and
his wife
Lima, which is like the biggest sweetheart
ever. We have CSS, but you guys probably know them already.
Yeah, we like CSS.
Who else?
Michael Knight.
Michael Knight is like the Shubby Taylor of Brazil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And I was asking you earlier, I'll ask you again so I can get everybody's opinion on MC Gringo. I just found out about him and that everybody either loves him or hates him in Brazil. He's this German, blonde German guy
who
sings like song Baile Funk in the favela, right?
Yes.
It's like the most ridiculous thing ever.
No, his accent is really good though. Like, it was really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And it's probably kind of cool because
he
sings
really
German
cool
and English
well.
And, you know, also Portuguese.
What?
He's a really cool guy as well.
You met him?
Yeah, not like personally, but yeah.
He's a nice guy. But everybody, is it true they either love him or hate him? I hear that the ladies love him because he has
blonde
hair.
Because he's blonde, yeah.
Yes, it's a love or hate thing.
You guys had an experience with MTV in Brazil, which I think is probably a lot cooler than MTV in the U.S. if you guys are on
it's like they're open for suggestions. That's a good thing about MTV Brazil.
They're being really nice now because like a lot of our friends are in it. So
yeah, like we have so many friends working for MTV now. Like, after we did the TV show to find the new girl, and we ended up finding two girls, the MTV guys has been really nice to us, and we have another show on, Pedro's interview show. I'm just the production,
which is super lame.
Which is so good.
I know.
Who do you talk to?
I saw the second episode
last night. It's so
and
good.
And I interview people, basically.
Just anybody or musicians or?
Well, mostly like famous people, like
Z celebrities. Z celebrities.
Who was the worst person you interviewed?
The coolest?
The coolest or the worst?
The coolest was
David Hasselhoff
at Coachella, yeah. And he had like, sweat stains under his man boobs. It was amazing. But I was a total moron and forgot to plug the mic on. So I lost the audio, so I'm going to probably have to dub him in Spanish or something. Because I just have the video.
What does it mean? Oh, Kelly Osbourne.
I got Kelly Osbourne with no audio as well.
Elijah Wood.
I got Elijah Wood.
What up,
with
Elijah
audio.
Wood?
What up, Elijah Wood?
I saw him at a used clothing store in Brooklyn. I think he was trying to impress a girl.
Yeah, it's so funny. He has his own record label now.
That's cool.
And who else? I think Apples in Stereo is on it. Or something. I was like, wow. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's my show.
That's cool.
What?
My show.
Is it like once a week or?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't watch it?
No, it's not like, it doesn't have like a set time. I think it's every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we keep recording stuff, but we never send back to them so they could edit it. But. Well, someday episode 3 will show up.
Will arise.
Yeah. From the flames.
Nice.
Pedro's computer.
Do you guys have a website or MySpace page that, or, you know, where can people find you on the internet?
You can send us.
I know where can people find Corky on the internet.
Yeah.
They can find you there, too. Hang in the back.
We have our own MySpace page.
Rare.
Pedro.
Okay, we have a MySpace page before Gorky beat the crack out of me. Which is, you can say.
Não tem graça, né? Não tem. Oh, sorry. It's myspace.com/bondederolê, which is BONDEDORROLE. And
pronounce it again because stupid
Americans
can't
pronounce it. I'll try something easier. Go to myspace.com/diplo. Then we're going to be on his top friends. It's easier this way.
That's so funny.
Whoops. Sorry.
Okay. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about or mention that's important to you or other stuff you guys have going on in Brazil that maybe people would be interested in? Do you guys do art or writing or other kind of music or, you know, maybe you guys tap dance on the side?
Dance. Let's see.
Not really.
We don't have any time for side projects. I used to have a band before Bonji that was, I think Scott knows it. I think Scott he still has some MP3s out of it. And
what was it called?
It was called Beliatek. And what else? I'm working on this project with Gorky's tracks again.
Yeah.
And
Gorky is in love with Gorky's Zygotic Monkey.
Yes, like my friend here.
Yes.
And I'm just planning on like doing re-edits of like my favorite songs out of them and try to, I don't know, I'm not going to release it like properly, so I'm just going to put it for free somewhere on the internet.
Gotcha. Is there some weird connection between Wales and Brazil?
It's funny, but I don't think there is. I just think there's some like six people, which two of them are over here, like me and our tour manager, and some other friends of ours who really like Wales.
So how is... Do people recognize you in Brazil when you're walking down the street now because you've been on TV so much? And I mean, is that kind of a weird thing?
It got better after being on TV.
Yeah?
Yeah, like people recognize us. Like when I went to go to do my passport, people will come and recognize us. And that would never happen before.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, are people like buying you a beer or are they like, I hate you. You were on TV.
Well, we get a bit of each one. We got people that love and people that hate us there.
Yeah, but overall they're nice to you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like, at least when they seem to recognize us, they're nice. But when they want to be mean, they just throw stuff at you and you don't realize it. It was on purpose. You just feel it when they hate you.
Oh, that's horrible. Is there, can you talk about any of the, like, baile funk going on in Brazil right now? Because we've had a few, like, compilations come into WFMU of, you know, just random stuff recorded. I think, was it Sublime Frequencies maybe put out a compilation of Brazilian stuff? And it's just, like, unnamed MCs who are just going crazy. I mean, if you go out on a Friday night or Saturday night in Rio, is it... I mean, can you just fall upon this, or is it...
Yeah, we have some radio stations in Rio. They're basically like 24-hour baile funk tracks, the weirdest ones and like the popular ones, and it's basically baile funk. And if you turn on the radio during the weekend, you're only going to hear baile funk on the radio as well, even on the major ones.
So it's funny, just but everywhere.
But this thing only happens in Rio, though. It doesn't happen in any other place in Brazil. Just
really?
Rio, yeah.
Wow. So what are the other types of music that are popular in, you know, other parts of Brazil or Rio right
that
now?
That depends. I think São Paulo is more of a rock city, and
Axé, na Bahia.
Axé in Bahia is really, really big. I think samba in Rio is popular as well, but it doesn't get played that much in the radio.
What's left to the underground? Is there...
I think we're starting to build a new underground scene in Brazil because no one wants to be underground in Brazil. Like no one wants to be an indie band in Brazil because there's no support at all for an indie band. So... people either try to make it big or make it as a hobby. So I think we're starting to change that, especially with us coming every time outside Brazil and CSS and now Mixhell and some other DJs are starting to do that too. I think we're giving our friends and everyone who's interested in doing music professionally a little push for them to see, oh no, these guys are doing, so why can't we?
Do you have any crazy tour stories or anything that, you know, weird that's happened to you while you guys have been on the road or traveling?
We always have crazy stories when we were with Anna.
She's a bag of surprises.
She was dancing up a storm.
Yeah.
Ah, falamos vocês aí. No crazy stories.
Ah, they're that kind of crazy. Cool. Well, unless you guys have anything else to say, I'd like to thank you again for playing. Thanks to Marco and thanks to Bill Bowen for engineering.
Thank you for having us.